Yeah.
So you'd be sitting on it and reversing it, like.
Sure. But yeah, I mean, like we the just stallion. Make sure, like, you know, my
gotta get dick by any means. I respect that, Zara. I respect it.
Welcome to the Not For Sale podcast. I am your host, Bree, aka Duce Bree. Sure was. Wow. Actually, no, I wasn't. Just toward, just the last like 25 seconds.
So everybody can hear that Zara was getting dick with her football
and
stuff.
Cool. I guess so.
It's okay. It's okay. Community.
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Swaggy Z, your favorite Boldy on the mic. You already know.
Yo, what's popping, guys? It's Sean Stizax. I'm back. Did you miss me?
I wanted to say, welcome to the Not For Sale podcast. I am your host, Bree, aka Duce Bree. And you know, I have my lovely co-host, Zarin LaShawn. Thanks, guys, for fucking interrupting my whole ass introduction.
Listen,
like, you're bruh, so excited. Welcome like, to the Not For Sale podcast, but like,
maybe we want to introduce ourselves sometimes, you know? Maybe. Just maybe.
You know what? Fuck y'all. Anyway, how was y'all freaking weekend? It's Sunday. This is a different... Okay, guys. So we're recording and it's bright outside.
It's bright as fuck outside. It's
bright
bro.
As fuck. Facts. We have never recorded
this is not
this
the ambiance that we used to.
Prime no, time. We're not. We're prime not. Time. But we're gonna try something different this season. Maybe we get a little sun... Both these two heifers here don't have to work weekends anymore, so you know we're going to finesse this.
Gang.
Prime time nap hours right now.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Okay, so there's a lot of things that happened this week, guys. First off, let's start off. Anything exciting that happened this week? What's up? Talk to me nice. Nothing? No, new money?
I just went to, I went to my first Dominican baby shower yesterday.
Did they have hookah? Leche?
Nah.
Boo, whack.
Nah. I was hoping. I was like, oh, where's the Brugal? Maybe somebody might be Puerto Rican and bring Brugal. Coquito. Like,
she's annoying.
Something. But, nah, the food was good, though.
They have penin?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Tell us more. They tell us, nice like, stuff. Who did you go with? Like, where, like, what zeddy? Time?
I went with
LaShawn. LaShawn, I think we know that she went with Coach. Okay,
I went with Coach and his family.
Oh,
which was cool. It was different, but it was cool. Like his family is like the life of the party, which is y'all saw. Y'all got a taste of it when y'all met him at LaShawn's house,
bro. Speaking. So my parents is going away in August.
Oh
so
my god!
Know the vibes oh when god. They go. Like, the whole family going away.
February. She talk about August.
Fuck. Y'all gonna notice. Be here in August.
That's nah, I'll be here in August. I won't be here. I'm trying not to be here in December though, but I'll be here in August. But yeah, y'all know the vibes. My parents is going away. Y'all know what time it is. I usually have game night, so more details will come when I find out when they going away.
So, guys, maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll invite one of the lucky guests to the function. No?
Listen, yeah, y'all can't be stush if y'all come to my house because
yeah,
I'm kicking y'all
dead
out.
Ass. We'll all three of us will kick you out.
And my dog will bark at you, so she don't like that shit.
Podcast game night. I like the sound of that.
That's going to be fire.
Coming soon.
Ooh, Zara? I mean, LaShawn? Anything exciting?
Hell no. Fuck. This week was terrible. I'm about to quit my job. I say this like every week, but I really feel like I'm about to quit my job soon because they're getting on my motherfucking nerves.
But you just got a promotion. Exactly.
And they're getting on my motherfucking nerves. But nah, this week has just been very trying. I got drunk on Friday, though.
That's good.
I haven't been drunk in a minute. I was like
I'm in the ghetto. Oh, shit.
Like, I woke up the next day and I was like, yeah, I definitely drank liquor last night.
Same.
It's wicked that, like, we can't drink as much as we used to anymore.
Yo, college me would look at me right now like, bitch, you
disappointment.
We out the game. But you know what? Also, I feel like not really because we have a lot more going on.
Yeah, that's true. A fact. That's true. That's true. Then we did in college. I don't know if I would say that. I think I did a lot more when I was in college overall. I don't know. Because school, internship, work.
Oh, nah. I had school and I was balancing like two jobs.
Job? Same. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't feel as, it didn't feel as heavy.
As heavy.
Yeah.
As it does
We
now.
Have more responsibilities now, I know. I feel that's like.
Fine. Yeah, it's
We're
trash.
adults Gross. Now.
It's trash. I just want to be a pussy fairy like Jhené Aiko.
Like, where's your big Sean at?
I don't know, but he needs to come. He needs to hurry up and give me some pussy fairy vibes. Okay, that's all I'm saying. This is how I love my music, Pussy Fairy. It's okay.
But I mean, I'm not doubting it. It's Janae, so. I know you love fucking me. Right. I'm not doubting it. I know she can. I can tell by the way
you in love. Wait. You can get enough. You say you didn't hear it?
Not yet, no.
Oh, nah.
I gotta digest it. Honestly.
See, we gotta listen to this right now.
Hold I'm crying.
Nope. Hit the switch.
When I go home, I gotta,
Go ahead, keep talking.
I was saying, when I go home, I gotta clean my room. So when I'm cleaning my room, I'm probably gonna listen to it. What switch?
You want a speaker?
I want a speaker. There you go. Because I kind of felt a little disrespected. I was playing the song.
Earlier? No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. Yeah. Well, I guess it's looking like you stuck with me. Because I got you sprung off in a spring. I think this is a perfect song for right now. And it's daytime outside right now. So this gives me a different feel. We be getting sold
out. I dig make myself smile. I don't know. I'm imagining like summertime, like lay your head on a pillow.
Turn the lights on real. Okay. Tell me why this dude at my job said the video was trash for Pussy Fairy. Did any of you guys see it or no?
Why did he think it was trash?
Because he was like, what the fuck is this? Like,
he's probably expecting half-naked bitches.
That's probably why.
What? I can't. I mean,
it's kind of like what Anne was saying last week. It's like, you know...
Where's the pizzazz?
Yeah,
the...
like if you're not out here shaking your ass or looking a little bit sexy or some type of sex appeal to it, then they just like, oh. But at the same time, some people like her vibe and they probably might, some guys find that sexy. So maybe his version of what's sexy to him isn't Janae.
I guess. I fucking guess. Janae reminds me of like Erica. Ooh, speaking of Erica Badu.
Hey.
So she's coming out with a pussy smelling fragrance or fragrance that smells like her vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna buy it?
No.
Why? Y'all, everybody at my job clowned me. Like, I'm dead buying that shit. Like, no bullshit.
No, because I heard Erica's vajayjay got, you know, some magic powers.
That's what I'm saying. You
better hit and manifest something.
Right.
Yes.
Find you an Andre 3 stacks. Yes. Maybe. But I don't know. I feel like her smell is her smell. Like, it can't be my smell. We're two different people.
I feel you.
So I feel like my distinct smell and maybe her distinct smell probably wouldn't mesh well.
How do you know that?
I don't know, but sure. I don't know. I don't think I want to take the chance. Like, I like, no, gotcha. Honestly, I like the way I smell. So I feel like I wouldn't want to smell like nobody else.
I'm just curious to actually know what it smells like because... I want to know if it's actually going to smell like what vagina smells like, or is it going to smell like what we think vagina her pussy, her like. Magical pussy might smell like.
I would
maybe
think
a
that
mix
it,
of both.
I would think that probably it's a what we think her pussy will smell like, because if it actually smells like vagina, I would be a little.
But then again, what if what she smells like to her is not what somebody else thinks she smells like.
That's what I'm saying, because everybody's vagina like has a smell, like has a good, you smell like everyone has vagina. A smell, a good one, like doesn't have to be a bad smell, but
some of these bitches be having bad smells. Don't
but
do that.
That smell isn't attracted to everyone, like
true.
You said that smell isn't attractive.
Yeah, like
to
whatever, like your the smell of your vagina, like might not be attractive to somebody.
I don't think
that...
any vaginas like.
No, but that's what they like. I'd seen something not recently, but that was what they were basically talking about with like male sweat, like the pheromones. It's like whatever you're attracted to might not be what somebody else is attracted to.
That's what I'm trying to say. So like somebody that you fucking with might like your vagina, but they might not like mine. Even if they think I'm attractive. You know what I mean?
You niggas is weird.
Okay? What?
Vagina is fucking vagina. It smells like vagina.
If you going down...
I
want to
know what
like
Erica Badu pussy smell like. I want to know what that shit feel like. I want to know everything. Well, I don't... Let me rephrase that. I don't want to know what it feels like. But I do want to know what it smells like and the effects of it.
I'm weak.
Listen.
I mean, Badu pussy is a real thing. We all know this. It's a real thing.
She had Andre 3000 singing about her for years, so hey.
Common. Like, must we go down the list of the amazing black men that she's had?
She's still out here just chilling.
Right.
Facts.
Still out here just being great.
Facts. That's a fact.
But then again, she's vegan, so maybe, like, the way that she eats and stuff like that goes into,
maybe,
like, how
it
she smells.
It probably smells amazing.
It could.
Watch. It's going to smell amazing, guys.
Because I know, like...
smell like Grammy hits. That's what it smells like.
That's a fact.
Because, I mean, that probably... They do say, like, what you eat affects, like, what you...
Your vagina.
Tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
So, from men and women.
Yeah. I guess. So, I mean, no.
Ladies, tell your men to eat better because all that junk food, you
know, all that McDonald's and Wendy's and
you're going to be swallowing a lot of salty shit if that nigga don't eat right. So.
That's a fact. That is a fucking fact. And that shit is nasty. I don't recommend that for anybody.
The same way you want to eat your pineapple so your pussy smells good.
Make sure he has pineapples.
And drink water.
So, you know, I heard that pineapples is really not the trick. Apparently, it's cranberries.
I mean, it's fruit.
Well, it's fruit.
Like, you gotta... Well,
yeah, but they said that, like, the main thing is
cranberry. Yeah, it's cranberry juice. Pineapples.
I like cranberry juice.
I love cranberry juice. That's my favorite. So, that'll probably be the only juice that I drink.
Heard you. Know. You. Not for sale. Home of the good pussy gal.
You already know!
I can't. So, have y'all heard about this Gail and Lisa Leslie shit?
Yes.
Yes. But okay. I want to know, like, what... Why...
What would possess her to ask that?
No.
So for those who don't know, while you guys get your thoughts in process.
At this time.
So at this point, Gail did an interview with Lisa Leslie, who's very close to Kobe. Rest in peace, Kobe, again. So in the clip that was released prior to the entire interview, Gail kind of goes in on, talks about Kobe's sexual allegations case that was dropped years and years, at least over a decade
ago. From like 99?
Yeah. So at this point, she brought it up in an interview with Lisa Leslie, just talking about how the media is bringing up old things and stuff like that, and what should media kind of do now. And Lisa Leslie basically was like, I think we should all leave it alone. Like, don't talk about it anymore because he beat the case. So why is it something that we need to talk about? Celebrities have rallied against Oprah and Gail. I guess they've rallied against Oprah from the Michael Jackson situation.
Well, it's a couple of situations.
Yeah, so, Oprah. But most recently it was the Michael Jackson shit and the Harvey Weinstein shit.
The Russell Simmons doc.
Oh, shit. Yeah, damn. I forgot about that, too. So, yeah, she had some... She tried to basically, like, shun Russell Simmons for all the bullshit that he's done over the years. And now Gail has kind of come in and now she's doing it as well. So Oprah also went on an interview and was like, Gail's not doing well because she's getting death threats and things of that sort.
I mean, is she surprised? Like, are you really sitting here surprised at this?
I mean, I think death threats, I think that's a bit much. Like,
you know how stands
you know how
are.
Crazy sports fans are.
No, yeah. I get it, but I just think that's
do we
so
not
good.
Know the Beyonce and the Nicki Minaj beehive? Like, these niggas are actually fucking crazy.
I get it. I'm just in either any situation. I don't think that's warranted. Like, that you want to wish death on somebody because she brought up a question in an interview. Like, yeah, it wasn't the right thing to do. And you know, I heard before she started getting death threats about it, like, she was upset and she was saying that, you know, she was mad that they only did that one clip of her and not the whole interview.
Nigga, the fuck?
But my thing is, you still asked the question in the interview, period.
Thank you,
Zara. So people were going to see
it. You're going to see that.
So you knew, should have known you were going to get backlash for that. And if you were going to ask about it, I felt like there was a way to ask about it without making it seem like he was guilty of something.
Yeah, like, I think... What I question more than anything is, one, why the fuck are we still talking about this? And two, why is this even a relevant conversation anymore? Like, he's passed away. He's gone. His wife has yet to... Is he even buried at this point?
No, they're doing the funerals
so, like,
on the 25th.
Why are we still...
I did really saw that. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really cute.
Like, I don't understand, but... People have a hard time just not talking about shit that's negative. Even in the heart of somebody, like, as big as Kobe was, you literally are bringing up shit back from the 90s. Like, why is that even a conversation? But my biggest issue with all of this shit is Gail and Oprah can't be this out of touch with, like, social media and, like, society, or in general, they can't be this out of touch to not know that their network, their white-owned network, would do something like that. Like, I don't get it. That's the part where I'm just like, okay, yeah, you must think we're dumb as fuck, because how could you, like, not think that your network, that literally is the same network that Gabrielle Union is going back and forth about it currently regarding, like, racism and shit like that. Like, why would you not realize that if they're capable of that, why would you not think they would side like swipe you? And granted, it's a clip, and I agree with you, Zara, regardless of the fact you shouldn't have asked a question, but as a journalist, she got to do her job. So I understand that, but there's a little bit discrepancy that I feel like that's not being said. And she kind of, in the video, she kind of talked about, I'm going to have a really stern talking to, or like a really like combative, or whatever the case may be, conversation with the network. I think that's a crack of bullshit, but it is what it is.
I mean, I think even if she does, it might not get her nowhere.
At all. Like,
at the end of the day, that same network is the network that's filling her pockets. They're going to do whatever they want.
Exactly.
Either you do what they say, or they will find somebody else to do what they say. But
that's the nature of business, though. It's like, you know, when you work for somebody, at the end of the day, like, it's their company. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, you got to shut up and stand in line.
Even as respected as you are, like, you sometimes, you got to play along by their rules. And if they want to go with the clickbait and have him a certain view of Kobe that they want, you got to go with it.
All the time. All the fucking time. Oh, wait. Pause.
Hi, I ended that at the right time. Good stuff.
Yeah. So, I just think it was super trash that, like, Oprah decided to put herself in that shit. Have y'all seen the Nicki and Meek shit?
Yeah, it was.
Yo, those are two motherfuckers that don't like each other. Like, never.
I don't understand. Is it bad that I
really was on Meek's side the whole time? I was like,
I just want to know what happened. How could you
be on Meek's side?
Because I feel
you're a female. You're supposed to be on the girl side.
What do I mean?
Wow.
What the fuck does that mean? Wow. Right is right and wrong is wrong.
Wow. What happened to women empowerment, guys?
Okay, but that doesn't give you the right to be a bully for no reason.
Boom. And what is Nicki Minaj?
A bully.
Thank you. Bully. Nah, but for real though, I was really not. No, honestly, I say that I sided with Meek because of the fact that when he was like, I left you because you knew that your brother was raping that little girl, and like, he tweeted that, right? And when the whole thing, when Nicki Minaj's brother's sentencing had came out.
Yeah, he has 25 years, right?
It was crickets, bro. Nothing. I was like,
of course not.
But then, I mean, the whole time I was really thinking, like, you know the type of person your brother is. Like, not saying, like, I feel like she did probably knew that her brother was doing that. But it's just like, she made one post about it. And then after that, nothing ever again. So I'm like,
it just makes you look a little sus at it.
Yeah,
to me, I feel like it's kind of smart in a way
that she didn't say anything.
Yeah,
absolutely, I agree with you 100%.
If she would have said something, it would have looked all bad. Know people run with Lil X, Y, and Z, so yeah, I mean, I feel like it's probably better for her to take the flack about not saying anything, yep, than for her
to say something and
exactly and to get misconstrued or blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. You know, people up, or we could be in 2040 and Nicki Minaj is running for president. And they'll be like, remember in 2015 when you said this about your brother? Blah. I'm like,
damn. Yeah, of course.
Nah, but I don't know. I feel like Nicki's done changed. And yeah. I really do feel like nobody in the industry likes her. The way that she be moving, it's just like, you make it hard for people to like you.
I just want
to
know what happened between them. Because, like, I mean, I know they broke up, but, like, why was there bad blood? It doesn't have to be bad blood every time you break up with somebody. So I'm just.
But
like,
then, you know, the whole thing with Meek trial, and then I guess whatever she said to the judge or something like that, maybe he's harboring feelings about that. And
which
then
he
now,
is. Let's be real. He's a dude. This. He holds feelings. So yeah.
And then he even tried to be the bigger person And when he saw them and be like, at the boutique, facts, I'm going to go say hello because we're not going to address the elephant in the room. And then
I don't know if Meek was being a big person like they said they was.
Why? You think his girlfriend told him to go say hello?
Milano.
I think Milano should stay the fuck away from Meek Mill right now.
Why? She pregnant by him. Facts. How can she stay away from him?
I feel like she should probably stay away because I low-key feel like Meek still has feelings for Nikki because nobody cares that much. If I broke up with you and I don't give a fuck and you're in your happy bubble, I don't really give a fuck. Like, that's your business. So I do still think Meek still has feelings for Nikki because
I mean, nobody goes
back and forth. If you don't give a fuck, bro, you're not going back and forth.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I want to know what this, like, what was the spark for that shit to just shit. And then the fact,
so the reason, okay, so I know the spark for this confrontation was there was a post about, y'all know Nikki's husband. Mr. Petty does not know how to dress.
I don't.
We can say that.
But how you gonna Zara, be with Nicki Minaj and not right know now? How to
no,
dress?
I was just like, oh damn, sucks to suck.
We no, know
how you gonna be with Nicki Minaj and not know how to dress.
But either
so
way,
so her stylist just be dressing her and looking at you like,
I can believe it. Damn. No, I'm dead ass. She'd be like, no, that's my stylist.
What?
I can really see you. You don't think she would be like that?
I think she would do that if for they were husband? Not married.
Right, I was going to say, for your husband?
Nah.
Like, babe, you got to match my fly. You don't match my fly.
Thank you, LaShawn.
And I believe she would get him his own stylist.
So why didn't she? Why did she not?
Why does he still look like he dresses like
man
a Jimmy?
Man still look like
a
he
Jimmy
be on Jazz. Jamaica Ave right by the J
why
train.
Does he
like,
still
no.
looks like a Jimmy ass mannequin, okay? I need them not to dress him like this. Like, he looks like a Jimmy Jazz mannequin. And that's how Meek got caught out here,
he's
double tapping
boy,
and making
it. He wants to lip dress himself because he's a big boy and he can do it.
Like
he
just I said, got out of jail, right? Still look like he on Jamaica Ave and Suffern Boulevard chilling right now. That's what he don't need when you're married to Nicki Minaj. Like,
damn, really, oh. LaShawn?
Step your game up, sir. Please Lord. Step your game up.
She said, step your motherfucking man. Shit up, nigga.
You're gonna have Nicki Minaj coming for us next.
Listen, no. She done came for Joe and them already.
Yeah, that's
so.
A fact. And I don't want that static. I love Nicki, but Nicki, you fucking up, bro. Like, but she looks bad. Like, as of lately, she looking bad as fuck right now. Mm-hmm. Like, but somebody said that Nicki is acting. She got that look on her face like she done with the relationship already.
Oh, they just got married.
Somebody
how
said
done
that.
Already?
Somebody said that. That she look like she done.
I thought she was going to have a baby. Like, what's going on?
He put a ring on it. She still ain't put a baby in it.
So. I'm waiting for sis to pop out with. I'm no. waiting for sis to hit us with the Sierra. Like, what's going on?
No, she's not. No. You got her fucked up.
I think I agree with you. I don't think he's it.
No, he's not.
I don't think. He's I think not. She wanted to get married and she was feeling a lot.
She
of
he a, fits a look
away and she wanted X, Y, and Z.
So she wanted a Rameek replacement. Is what y'all saying?
Duh. Like,
why not just get back with Meek Mill for that?
Because he got Mulatto pregnant.
Okay, and. That would not be the first time that somebody done got with somebody who had a baby on the way. Probably won't be the last time.
Nicki Minaj cannot do that.
Mm-mm.
Nicki fucking
so
Minaj
she
can
date old boy from Jamaica Ave, but
yes.
she can't do that.
Yes,
that's crazy. Because that's yes. her. Because
that's her
and
nigga.
Nobody else.
And
is going
she
to
got
get
that
him.
Nigga out of jail, bro. Like, what do you mean?
Like, if she would've...
like literally, like he got out of jail and went straight to Nicki. Like,
that's so weird though. Her brother got. Put in jail for the same thing that he got out of jail for.
But apparently on him it was
like they was the a, girl was lying.
Yeah.
Which I can understand, but I just that's just weird. It's just weird.
I think that what's it's
going
very
on in
interesting.
Your family, sis?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. I can't wait to see, but I don't think Nicki and Mr. Petty are going to make it.
But then again, I mean, it's Nicki Minaj, you can see her getting the divorce?
Yes.
I wonder where she found him at.
Jamaica
Avenue, she said. Jamaica Ave.
Right, but I'm just saying, something. We would have heard if Nicki was out there on the boulevard, so I'm just saying.
Nah,
like,
no, that was, okay, so apparently the story was that was her her prior boyfriend, like, high
childhood
school.
Boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, that was her child. Yes. Yeah. So they probably, like, rekindled stuff and
she
ended up getting back
together.
On Jamaica and Suffin, hello? I'm telling you.
I can't.
Found him right by the LI double R station. That's where she found him.
The double LI. Oh, no.
But yeah, now I could see her getting a divorce.
Yeah, hell yeah. I could definitely see that shit. What?
I don't know. I feel like Nikki, the type of person, like, if she get married, that's it. She get married. Like,
you must not have been watching Nicki Minaj.
Not at all. Facts.
I really cannot see it.
Because at the end of the day, I don't know. Nikki is all about, this is my shit. Yeah. I'm going to do what I want. Mm-hmm. So she's not going to have, especially, like, if she goes back to music, like, she's, seems like she's about to do.
Yikes is fine. Yo, I'll take my hot take after this. But go ahead, like.
But yeah, nah, if she's about to jump back into music like she's about to do, she's not letting somebody, some dead weight ass nigga, take her back.
That's
like
a
that.
Fact.
That's clip.
That's a fact.
But then why marry him in the first place?
Because he fits image of what she wants in a husband.
Right. She probably wanted him at the time.
Personality, and she may have wanted him at the time.
She kept him as a boyfriend. Why the fuck you gonna put paperwork to this? Like, that's because, what I'm trying to figure out.
Most bitches.
How many times have we all done that?
Thank you.
Yeah, not getting married, I say, but I'm just saying, like, how many times have you met somebody and
been single.
You jumped 7 steps because you was like, I like him, and you thought it was gonna be different,
take your chances.
And then
she took a chance. I understand that. I get it.
I mean, it was a little further step to get married, but you know,
I'm in the ghetto.
Yes, that it is the ghetto, but the ghetto. We all been there and did that. What do I think? Yeah, Nikki and Mr. Petty is not going to work out. I think Meek and Mulatto first. I'm not going to say it. Never mind.
I think if it don't work out, it's going to be because of him.
Probably. No. Not even that. That ain't going to work out. I could tell you that. But my other hot take on Mulatto, I don't want to say it because that's not nice.
So we're gonna leave it. Just say it.
Y'all seen a picture of her and Meek and with the little white people in Philly.
Oh, yeah, when she had her makeup on?
Okay, so that's it. That's all I had to say.
I'm crying.
I'm going to let y'all fill that in. Fill in the dots, people. Because I'm not saying it. Well. Y'all know what I'm saying, though, right? No? Mulatto looks rough.
I mean, she pregnant. Are you pregnant people can't get a pass?
Face? Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. Yes. And
having a strong face is a lot different than just not having on no makeup.
Yeah, she's got a strong face. I didn't now I understand why men hate makeup. That shit is
wow.
Yeah. No,
that's
seriously,
real.
It's really
that's
like
real
deception.
Shit. It really is deception. Because I thought she was like, oh my God, like you're dripping gorgeous. And then I see you without makeup. I'm like, oh, you look different. Okay. Like, am I the only one that feels this way?
No, because I totally believe. I know exactly what you mean.
LaShawn, you just go ahead and be out here in the dry. That's crazy.
I'm giving her a pass because she's pregnant. That's it. Because I know pregnancy. Well, I haven't been pregnant, but I'm saying I've seen people pregnant plenty of times. I know pregnancy changes your face. It changes your body. It changes everything. So that's why I'm giving her a pass because she's pregnant. That's why I'm not
going to
say nothing. She's pregnant.
What was I going to say? But yeah, no. I really believe that shit is deception. I really think, like, what do these girls do when, you know, you meet your baller in a club and he sees you looking all nice with your long inches
and then y'all go home.
Like, do you wash the shit off when y'all about to fuck? Like, do you sleep in your face? Like,
off.
I'm confused because I know for a fact that, like, there's a lot of girls that, I'm not going to say anybody's ugly because everybody is pretty to somebody, but
see,
you
she's
look
real
different.
Nice.
With everyone looks different, but without makeup. So if he thinks you look like a 10 different face on, and you take that face off, you're not gonna look like that same 10.
Listen,
I don't know
let me tell you something.
Listen,
if
I don't know
Shorty
what
is a
do.
10 without makeup, she is going to be a 10 plus with makeup. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm just saying.
But and that's my point. I'm like, if you know, like you, yeah, what like, do these girls be doing when they have these one night stands?
Yeah, that's
like,
a fact. I just want to know.
Like, you take your face
yeah,
off.
Yeah, do you take your face off and then you're like a whole different
I don't know
person.
What y'all
get
be
up
doing.
Yo, that's my biggest fear.
When y'all be sleeping with these ballers, but please, 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 please do not fall asleep with makeup on your face. That's how you end up with pimples and you out here looking crazy. Don't do that.
And then you try to put on three faces and it's
No. Oh well, sis. If he can't handle you when you looking like Shrek without the makeup, he can't handle you when you looking like Marilyn Monroe with the makeup. So fuck it. Weak. Fuck it. But just do not
Shrek.
For your skin's sake. I'm pleading with y'all for y'all skin's sake. Do not fall asleep with makeup on. Don't do it. It's not helping you at all.
As a makeup person, it's tearing her apart.
Yo, son. And I'm like, nah, I won't even hold you. Like, I'm trying to get my face back together too, because it's like my face looks good, but I have acne scars. So I'm trying to clear up my acne scars. That's and easy. That process is a bitch.
Yes.
So imagine you falling asleep like a dummy with makeup on and then, no. Mm-mm. Don't do that.
The tragedies of women nowadays. I just can't. Well, was I having a conversation recently with somebody and they said women ain't shit? I had to look like, really? Are we people really
ain't
doing
shit.
This?
We ain't shit, of course.
I hate it. I hate it here, guys.
It's so, the ghetto.
So you think you're on Meek's side. You're with on whose Nikki, side? Yeah. Who's right? Who's wrong? Who you feel like? Give me your thoughts. Dum da dum.
You taking your babe Meek side, or you taking?
You gotta take. Side? She gotta take her baby's side. Like, she gotta take baby Meek side.
Nah. Yeah.
See, oh. See.
I mean, nah. Cause sometimes okay, Nikki, I'm on that your could side. Be your bae, but if he wrong, he just wrong.
Yeah, like, that's a fact.
Nah,
plain and simple. I think they're both wrong.
Mm. I feel like that should have never got to Twitter. Like, granted, y'all hate each other. All right, cool. But y'all both still big celebrities. Like, why y'all bringing this shit to Twitter? Like.
Because that's where everything is handled nowadays on the internet.
Twitter fingers turn to trigger fingers.
There's no trigger fingers though. Gag. Mm. Does Nikki look bad for trying to smear Meek's name? I probably would say yes. Just because I really don't think Meek be hitting these bitches, but I mean he.
I feel like honestly, I feel like they both look bad. I don't know
if
bad.
I
can.
Actually, you know what? I take that back. I don't know if I can say that. But
I'm crying. Damn, you think
I forgot she did say that.
Yeah, she said that in there too. Like he drop kicked her in front of her. She drop kicked somebody in front of his mom, his sister, and her. I think she drop kicked her in front of his mom and his sister.
I feel like I don't know, because I feel like that is kind of sus, because it's like y'all done been broken up for how long
and now you coming about
you
want
to pull us out.
Like, I mean, they did the same thing with Bow Wow.
Yeah. But
now all of a sudden everybody's coming
Bow
up.
Bow
Wow
be beating
but
bitches.
But Bow Wow. No, I'm just saying, I was about to say, like, there was video proof
there was
that
video
that nigga,
proof that nigga bitches, be beating like, bitches.
We know that people bring shit up out the woodwork.
But
do I believe it? I don't know if I totally believe that he just smacking bitches around and shit.
Without probable cause. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know if I can roll with that, but what I can say is they still both like each other, and I need them to either have sex or talk it out, because all of this back and forth on social media is totally pointless at this point. Like, both of y'all niggas are basically married to other people. Why are y'all still in confrontations? Like, why y'all can't just walk away?
Because they wish they were
technically low key, it was Meek's fault. Meek pushed the trigger. He
should
have.
Just because he liked that bitch?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So he can't double tap?
No. No. Okay. No, he can't. And hold on, Zara, before you say anything.
Zara,
the reason
like,
why
the
I
fuck?
Say technically is his fault, because he shouldn't, because he knows how Nikki can get, even at the slightest comment, he knows she's dramatic as fuck and she's extra. So with that being said, if I know that my ex-significant other is hella fucking dramatic, we just got into a confrontation at a boutique going back and forth looking like fucking idiots, then during the week of the Rock Nation Black Excellence weekend, you know, if I know that, and
was
I
Nicki Minaj even at that
no
bench?
No and I that's how I kind of knew the Rock Nation chose their side too. So anyway, Before you start talking, I think if I know my ex-significant other gets triggered and starts wilding out on people on the internet and things of that sort, I wouldn't do anything to provoke that. So if provoking that is double tapping a picture that I think is hilarious because it's true, I can't necessarily show that in the public eye. Once Nikki saw that shit, always all four game.
But to play devil's advocate, to go back to your point, if y'all don't give a fuck about each other, why should he worry about... He shouldn't have to worry about what she... Like, she shouldn't be worried about what he's doing. So it shouldn't have been that big.
Did I not say they just got into a confrontation at the boutique
right.
in LA?
Right. I got that. But I'm saying...
So from that, you can't say... You can't say that.
But
if you
don't...
Then.
But like a like... Like, I don't think a like should have... Spewed.
What if he was just scrolling fast and ended up double tapping?
I don't think
accident.
A like should have spun into a whole, into this whole big thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, if he would have made a comment or something,
then
it'll
be a little different,
right? Because my thing is, it's like, okay, you liked the picture, haha, it was funny. Like,
but she didn't see that it was funny because you're talking about my husband again,
and it's an opinion
again. But that's what I. Nikki, don't give a fuck about your opinion. Don't be talking about my nigga.
I feel like if she felt the type of way, that probably means that she agrees with the meme.
Exactly.
So it's just like, oh, you're type that he liked the meme.
Exactly.
Because you feel, you agree with that shit. That's why you type
exactly.
with it.
And I'm tight that you sitting here laughing at my nigga, even though it's true. I don't want you laughing at my nigga.
That's your fault. Why you ain't upgrade your nigga?
That's my
like,
point. I don't think him liking that picture she shouldn't have took it that deep. So that's why my thing is, I don't think he should have to watch how he move like that to where he can't even like a picture. Where he gotta walk on eggshells because of her. Like,
because
if y'all don't give if you don't give a fuck about me and I don't give a fuck about you, me liking a picture should not stir you in that such of a way. That means you got some other shit going
they
on.
They both just got into a confrontation at the LA little restaurant, whatever clothing store, whatever the fuck it was, like a couple weeks ago. So I think, yeah, if I'm Nicki Minaj, yeah, my blood is still boiling. Fuck that nigga. Like, I see that nigga double tap some shit, I'm going in on him. And just like I expected, Nicki went right in. You weren't supposed to double tap. You were supposed to be quiet, be a real cool nigga. Nah, I ain't saying shit. Fuck that shit. You good. I'ma laugh, I'ma screenshot it and send it to my friends. But I'm not double tapping on Instagram at all. Because I know it's going to be the deciding factor of her going in. And just like she did, she went in on him. And she started talking about domestic violence and him hitting. And got to sit here
but
questioning.
Why are you bringing this
Mr.
up
Meek,
now? Why are you bringing this up now?
Because
that's
she's
really,
petty.
And that's the other thing,
she's
too.
She's Miss Petty,
like,
right?
What does any
Mrs.
of
Petty,
this,
sorry.
What do you get out of this?
Anything?
Bringing up
like
the fact
picture?
That he. Yeah, like
I'm
what?
Smearing
what
his name.
Okay, so what does that do for you? That brings up your album sales? That makes people want to listen
that
to your music?
Bully. Technically, it does. Because you want to know why? She just dropped Yikes. And majority and all... To me, all of this is a scheme back to the music. So, I think she did all of this and all this back and forth spicy shit to boost up her album or her single kind of record. Because it also just hit another record recently... The day it dropped, so I don't know if I can.
So basically, she's bullying people for music.
I was just thinking that because I was like, when was the last time that she had a beef with somebody, and then what?
Remy Ma.
Hey,
and that got her a platinum. There we go.
They don't need to be beef. I don't even understand why they was beefing. Because I'm like, y'all are on the same level. Why are y'all beefing?
Whoa.
I would not say
that. I don't know if I would say that.
That would not say that.
Whoa there, like, buddy. Whoa.
Nicki
Minaj, you would say that?
Nicki Minaj's star power outreaches Remy Ma.
But that's only because because Remy Ma was gone.
That's true.
Okay.
That's why I see that. Because the way I see it is like,
but
in terms of like artistry,
I don't know,
like,
because I feel like I don't think Remy could do pop music like how Nicki could.
Hell no.
So
she
I feel like
no
even
goddamn
if Remy was out,
I mean, but
their popularity could be similar, but I still feel like Nicki probably would reach
a
bit more.
I wasn't really thinking about the pop part. I'm talking about like in hip hop.
Yeah, but you're saying like they're both on the same. I feel like if
right.
you're saying
and
they're both on the
female
same
rappers,
level,
there's this,
but you have to compare everything.
Agreed. Talk about it, LaShawn.
I mean, we
fucking
don't know.
Fucking talk about it, LaShawn, coming in here and giving us the good shit.
I'm crying.
Come on.
Well, I mean, well, okay. Well, then,
the
what about
hot takes?
What about people who say like J. Cole never really had a club banger, but most rappers have club bangers.
I mean,
damn.
But we all would not deny that J. Cole is not on this same level.
I wouldn't say that he had. I don't think I would ever say that J. Cole didn't have a club banger.
But I also, whenever people compare J. Cole to other people, like the big debate, J. Cole versus Drake or J. Cole versus Kendrick, I always say you can't compare them. I feel like they're two separate
artists.
Yes. Like, I always say that. So, but then again, yeah, I don't think that. I can't say that J. Cole didn't have a club record.
Yeah, I don't know if I can say that. I'm about to go.
He had Can't Get Enough. He had Workout, like, in the morning. Like, I feel like he had some hits. Maybe they're not as big as others. But I
think
can't
you definitely think this was the club banger. At the club, this was shit was lit.
Niggas been counting me out. I'm counting my bullets. I'm loading my clips. I'm writing down names. I'm making a list. I'm
checking it tight.
I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying. The fake ones is lit.
What,
the
boy, when this balance, beat drops?
The Bentley is dirty. My sneakers is dirty. But that's how I like it. You
all in my dick.
I'm all in my bag. It's hard as it get. I do not store powder. I might take a sip. I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends. I love them to death. I got a few mil, but not all.
That shit was definitely a bubble. That shit was bumping in the club.
Zara face like,
yeah. Not because I'm not like. I
she
mean,
like, I'm not sold.
No, I get it. I see how, I totally get it. But like, when I think like clubbing, I think like something that you want to dance to. And I feel like, not saying that you can't dance to that song, but like, you're going to twerk to that song just because of the bass, not because like it's a song that you actually want to dance to. So that's what I meant by like a club banger.
Okay.
But I just, that's just the way that I see the two of them, like in terms of like all the other female rappers that are out there right now. Like, I don't think there was no reason for the two of them to be beefing, because they both have the, to me, they both like, I don't want to say the aunties, but like, the, you aunties. Know what I mean, like, yeah. They up here, like her, Trina, Remy Ma, Nicki, like none of, they don't all need to be working together and then shitting on all these,
you know,
little
damn
bitches.
Well,
they
ain't never gonna
to
happen.
Beefing with, I know it's not, but I'm just saying.
Y'all know Trina be in Miami, like, be alone.
She said, leave y'all want to work? This. Come to Miami.
Right. I respect it. She not out here trying to, you know, but I don't know why we brought up.
Trina's so,
oh yeah,
unbothered.
Why they was beefing.
I love her. She just be chilling.
Yo, facts.
She's just mind her business.
Y'all been watching Love and Hip Hop Miami?
I thought they canceled it.
They did, and then they, and now it's back on.
And I was back with Jocelyn.
Yeah, it's been back on.
Oh. I saw that.
The last episode I watched, Jocelyn
sent a pig.
It was somebody else that on the Love and Hip Hop to Miami. Somebody else.
Yeah, Jocelyn's on there. No, she sent the truck to Prima Donna's party.
Yeah, no.
That's who it was.
Yeah.
Prima
Donna.
Donna's
on there. Suki Hanna is on there.
I
now.
Love Suki Hanna.
She's
ghetto as
so,
like,
oh my
she's
god,
ghetto
she's
as hell.
So
she's
ghetto.
Hilarious, bro.
So ghetto and proud of it.
She's funny as fuck. I don't even care.
Yeah, I don't get the concept, but okay. What? I mean, I get Suki it. Hanna? Suki Hanna, I don't get it.
She's an internet star.
Yeah, that's she's it. Like my the I guess Miami's version of Cardi B, but just extra ghetto.
Yes.
In a way. Yeah.
I just feel like Miami she is Cardi. More. I feel like Cardi has more of a conscience. And
I was gonna say Cardi. She can reel it in. She know when to be ghetto and she know
like,
when to.
Yeah,
cut it back.
I think
Suki Hanna don't have that. She's just ghetto 24/7.
Right. I think for me, because the thing about Cardi that why she's big is because her genuine personality.
Yeah.
I feel like with Suki, she's playing on the fact that like she got ass done. She's this hood rat. She's a X, Y, and Z. Like,
but she not herself.
I need a drug dealer.
That could be her though. I mean, I don't know.
I don't
but.
It.
She's
nah, she was like
hood
that before she got on Living Hip.
Yeah, and
I used to watch her like IG videos. She's really
and the way
like
she
that.
Talks, she just sounds like
wow.
She's
she
a,
actually acts
she's
like that. Okay, really cool. Fuck it. Get your money, sis.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I that was the last episode that I watched. Prima. Actually, I lied. The last episode that I really paid attention to and watched was the one that Jocelyn invited Trina and Trick Daddy on the boat with her man.
Oh yeah.
And they were talking about Prima Donna, and she called her Prima Picky.
I'm crying. Mm-hmm. You know Jocelyn and her man are on Marriage Bootcamp?
Yeah.
I
want to
watch that.
Why?
So
I don't understand why.
I love Marriage Bootcamp.
Like, are y'all about to be married?
Bianca and
I
her
so.
Boyfriend is on there.
Her baby daddy.
Yeah, now
this bitch
Bianca.
Popped out pregnant.
Oh yeah, like, speaking of, somebody tried to come for her being pregnant. And she like, basically, during the...
She went on IG Live.
No.
Oh,
during... Well, that too. But during the... What is it? The screening for...
The premiere.
Her baby daddy was standing there, but he looked like he was not even into her at all.
He always looks like
so,
that. Like, when she used to post him, like, when they were together, he always looked like that. And I used to sit there and be like, why are you with him?
Yeah.
No, you should have seen her IG Live. So basically, I guess somebody asked her like how she ended up getting pregnant. Sis on IG Live, like, well, he was like, she was like, oh, he had another, they were together, they broke up, he had another girlfriend, she had another boyfriend, but they were still fucking with each other. And then sis ended up pregnant. I was like, so y'all was each other's side end up people. Pregnant. Because I guess they was like, oh, y'all was broken up. Y'all wasn't together no more, but now you pregnant by him. So they wanted to see, like,
how that shit happens all the time. Like, we already know how that happens. What do you mean?
Y'all know Bianca's a Harlem bitch. Like, yeah. If you live in New York, you should know that this shit is not uncommon.
Like, celebrities do that shit all the time. Oh, you was just with such and such, and then you popped up with a baby with, because you, after you was with somebody else for 3 minutes. Like,
oh, well.
It happens. Why you, what?
But I don't think they're together. I just think she's just pregnant with his baby.
Well, I don't know, because I wouldn't bring somebody on a red carpet with me just because they my baby father.
No, so. But they're on marriage boot camp together. And CeeLo Green and his wife are on there too. I was like, and Styles P and his wife.
Yeah, I've seen
Styles P and his wife are very cute.
I love them. But I don't understand Bianca. I think she didn't make a good decision, but okay, I guess.
Oh, to not be with
why him? The fuck am I having a kid from you? You don't even look like you like me.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's like not those like paparazzi
women
type of person.
Please,
maybe he's like
ladies
in private.
Ladies, listen to
well
me,
okay, what are they,
I need you not, please don't have no baby from somebody that you don't even like. Oh, like, come on, like, please have some standards for us, because y'all niggas is making us look bad.
I mean, but what if he did like her before she got pregnant? Then after she
you
got
just
pregnant,
said prior to her even being pregnant, he didn't even look like he liked her.
Nah, yeah. When so, she used to post pictures, he ain't look like he was really
interested
like,
at all. Like you're that. Here and for I'm the like, bag. I feel you, sis. I give him that. If he was here for the bag,
but he's a
but
producer.
Then again, part of that might be on her, because why would you post pictures where somebody don't look like they're into you?
Mm-hmm. Maybe
because
that's
maybe
who he
she
is.
Maybe she just
she just wanted to let the bitches know she had somebody.
Yeah.
You can do that in the Wizard Kelly effect, and nobody would know nothing.
The Wizard Kelly effect.
Not the Wizard Kelly effect.
Bria, don't act like you are not the number one user of the Wizard Kelly effect, okay? So don't even start. Like, you don't know what I'm talking
about. That's fucking crazy. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're not.
Oh, thank you.
Guys, I don't know what they're talking about, okay? Yep. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't do any Wizard Kelly.
You not known for hitting the Wizard Kelly one time?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
I'm a wholesome little black girl trying to get it in life, okay?
You can be wholesome and still use the Wizard Kelly effect.
I don't use the Wizard Kelly effect. Okay. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Listen, I'm using that shit. Next nigga I have, y'all will not see his face until I'm
should have been doing
say.
That.
I was about to say that's a fact, but I can't say that.
Oh, we already
should've,
seen
we already seen that. It's over. You were sloppy.
My sis out here got whole YouTube videos.
That's a fact. It's all right. It's all right. You'll learn next time.
But speaking though, y'all should definitely check out Zara and Coach's videos on YouTube.
Oh yeah, shout out to them.
I don't know. Did you guys watch it?
I watched the first one.
Did you think it was funny?
I think y'all are retarded.
I'm crying.
That niggas are stupid.
Nah, I feel like no. Honestly, I feel like if y'all watch her videos, it's like when y'all see her in person. When y'all see them in person, it's like that times five.
Yes,
in person.
I'm dead. Yeah, I think the latest one we posted with the grape lady falling was mad funny. I don't know if y'all ever seen that video, but
I think I saw the clip and I was like, these fucking idiots.
But basically, like, this lady, it was a nice wholesome clip. Like, it was a newscast, like, little thing, and the ladies, they were stomping grapes because I guess it was some little festival or
Do
something.
Do they have shoes on?
No.
Was she white?
Yeah.
Oh no.
No. Anyways, no. So, but that wasn't.
No,
part
they
of
do
the,
that for wine though.
Yeah,
they stomp
like
the grapes to make wine.
It's a thing that you can actually do.
Are their feet clean?
Well, yeah,
I would hope so.
Okay.
But I don't think anyone was really drinking it, you know, just for the experience to show in the news. Anyways, so the news anchor, she got a little crazy, and so they're stomping and they're going, and she's like, stop. And then the other lady stopped, who was like telling her, and then the news anchor lady starts going faster, and then she trips on the side of her foot hits the side of the bucket and she falls off the platform onto the ground. And you hear her say, oh, 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 oh. Dumb funny.
That is so sad. We laughing at poor people's pain. She probably in a whole lot of hurt right now.
That's
a dumbass fault.
And then it's funnier because then like they fade back to the news anchors in the newsroom, and it's a black lady and a white dude, and they're just like, oh, damn. Like, ooh, she took a fall. Damn. And the black lady was like, yes, she did take a fall. Like, oof. I hope she did. Just but like,
Scarlett took a tumble.
They're like, I hope she's okay. Meanwhile, you look to see on their face, they probably would have fucking laughed. So,
OD, I would be dying.
I'm sorry. Like, I would have got fired because I would have been weak on air. I would have been, tears would have been coming out.
They would have had
eyes.
To wait to cut back to me before I could stop laughing because.
Terrible. Just terrible.
I would have been in tears.
Terrible. Uh-uh, did y'all see Amber Rose's new face tattoo?
That is dumb as fuck.
What? Like, wait.
I love me some forehead Amber Rose, tattoo. But that tattoo was forehead. Why would you put it on your fucking forehead? Somebody said they thought she got her edges tatted. I was
right, her actual forehead, bro. Like, Zara is looking this shit up. No, like, she does not believe us.
Where is this? Where's the proof?
go in the shade room.
Oh, because I was on her Instagram.
Nah, go on her story. Maybe she showed it on her story.
Nope. Okay. Of course. No, but the shade room, you can't find nothing on the shade room.
Yeah, that's a fact. Let's stop.
They have so much stuff.
That's a fact. But yeah, she got a new forehead tattoo.
Yo, I'm weak. Nah, why can't niggas? Okay. So y'all seen that meme of Tariq, right? Where it's like me going through my DMs trying to figure out why I have 326 death threat messages.
Yeah.
Cameron gonna comment and be like, yo, bro, live with it. It's been 18 years and they still asking why I killed Mitch.
I seen that on my way here. That yo, shit was dumb weak. Funny.
I am weak.
People play too much. No. Yo. Okay, no, wait, let me see hilarious. If I find the Amber Rose thing.
So why you guys look for that?
Oh, here it is. But yeah, sis, really, why would you get a tattoo on your forehead?
That's different.
Like, Amber.
Zara, are you going to tattoo your forehead?
I would never tattoo anything above my neck.
Like, Amber.
And if mother, I did, definitely I love not. You, I'm but not why? Ruining my face. Are you dumb?
Like.
She really got her forehead tattooed.
What does it
say? Like, I'm still
it's,
on it.
It's supposed to be her son's name, slash Electric. First of all, why would you name your son Slash?
That's cute. I mean, I have a friend named Power, so I can't.
You would name your son Slash?
Zara.
What? Y'all know I'm eccentric like that. Like, it would be cool.
Zara.
Okay.
Please.
I guess. But still.
Why? I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I could see how it would be cool. But, like, I wasn't bothered by it. Like, it wasn't. That,
I mean.
It's not the worst name in the world.
It's not. Because white people definitely name they kid some crazy shit.
Listen, Michael Jackson named his kid Blanket. That was never his name.
That was his name.
I thought she was going to bring up Johnny Depp, but never mind. Johnny Depp named his son Hopper Jack. What? I love me some Johnny Depp, but that was a dumb
he was
ass.
Smoking dope.
That
right
was
it.
A dumb.
He
ass
was.
Name.
He had to be honestly, high. He had to be high.
To this is might sound a little funny. But, like, if that was true and it was, like, the 70s, I wouldn't be mad if that's what you named your kid.
It wasn't the 70s. It
wasn't, I know, that's what I'm saying.
It was, like, 2000 and something.
Like, yo, like, me, like, that would be a funny-ass story. Like, how'd you come up with my name? Like, yeah, you know, it was all about smoking weed and doing this. And that's how I came up with it. I think that'd be a groovy story.
I'm crying.
I
but
think
yes.
You could tell your kid that story, you know, anytime, you know? As long as you smoke weed and they know that you smoke weed, you can say that.
Yeah.
It was a groovy time back in the 2010s.
Yep.
Imagine smoking a spliff with your kid and then telling them that you were smoking a spliff. That's how you caught
yo,
up with
yo, listen,
name.
I'm yeah. still waiting to smoke a spliff with my dad, so.
Oh, no.
Big homie.
No.
But yeah, no. So apparently the tattoo on her forehead says slash Electric after her son. I just don't understand why you would put it on your forehead.
That was stupid as fuck.
Like,
okay.
Any other place, why your forehead? Ugh. Y'all seen how they clown Gucci when he had the ice cream cone on his face. Why would you
I would
put
love
a
to
forehead
go...
tattoo?
Even aside from all of that, your face is part of your money maker.
Mm. I mean, she like, can put makeup on it, dermabrasion.
I know, but still, like, you're, why would you ruin
why would you do that then?
Like I don't that? Know. Like, and then it's just, like, right across... It doesn't even look cool. Like, it's not like, oh... You know, even though you get you're gonna get a face tattoo, like do something that looks cool. You know what I mean?
Maybe she thought that looked
like
cool.
That's just mad basic. You got a line across your forehead, boo.
Maybe she thought that was cool.
No, not at all.
No. Okay.
Sorry, sis, but no.
Okay, so Gervonta Davis was arrested for simple battery charge for the incident with baby mama. I think he put out a tweet or Instagram.
So glad
post
Ari stopped fucking with that nigga. So glad.
So but bad. she let's not talk about Ari. Anyway, let's stick to Gervonta right now, because I got a whole fucking shit for Ari. Gervonta, was this a situation of wrong place, wrong time?
No, because this nigga knew she was at some public event and clearly walked up on her and choked her. Like, bro.
He yanked her shit up.
Exactly. He yoked her the fuck up, bro. But you knew she was at a public event.
You know what I know what? It looked like the yoke, like she tried to pop some shit on his phone and he caught her in person, or she doing some sly shit and he caught her in person and yoked her.
But why would you do that at a public event? You couldn't do that anywhere else.
So here's my hot take. Do you guys think that that's the first time that has happened?
Hell no.
No.
Hell no. Okay.
And I mean, part of me feels wrong for saying this.
Go ahead, say it, because I want to say it too, low key.
I feel like that situation, I don't think that warranted a DV.
Yes.
Not saying that you should be yoking people up,
but did not need a simple battery charge.
Yeah, I don't think that's excessive. I don't think that needed, like, even if he would have gotten arrested, I don't think he needed to be charged. Like, but I mean, people be wanting to make examples.
Nah, I agree with you guys, but I just feel like it's the fact that he did it where he did it. That's why I think that's why he got charged. Because
people yoke people up like that all the time.
So people, you think if he yoked her up,
Gervonta
Davis? Yeah, it's a little different. I agree with you, Zari, but I also feel like because it's bad place and timing, that's probably why this ended up happening. Because is this the first time that she ever got yoked up by him? Hell no. That nigga was way too comfortable to do that shit too quick. He yoked her shit up. Like, we was back at Mossy Projects, and he found her downstairs fucking on some nigga in the hallway, and she yoked her shit up there. Mm-hmm. That's what he looks like.
But then again, it's like, why are you doing that if that's just your baby mother? Like,
because.
Well, we don't know what set up the situation. Yeah, we don't know what was the situation.
True. Could have been you're anything.
She could have said something.
She could have said some wild shit.
Something could have happened between them, and he was angry. You never know.
And she's a hood rat, too. I mean,
I'm not surprised. I see the type of
Zara. Like, am I lying? Like, she don't. Come on, we're not gonna do this.
I feel like hood bitches are the only ones that can handle him.
They're the only bitch. You think that my ass going?
I won't say handle them. I'll say put up with it.
Yeah, that's true. That's why him and Ari worked.
Because I knock a nigga out. I might not work, but I'm going to try.
No, LaShawn, I know you're not sitting here saying, when she just clocked Moneybagg Yo in the face.
But they still together.
Okay, she got to chill.
But they still together.
She got to chill.
She clocked
No, seriously. This, right that shit is not funny face. Anymore.
Right here. She clocked him right here.
That's she got to chill out. She either got some really bad anger issues that she needs to work out, or she, like, must have grew up seeing that
I
shit.
I think this shit is hilarious.
I mean,
it's really that's,
she's
it's,
from Chicago.
That doesn't mean anything, though.
No, nah, bro. But I feel like your environment affects who you are, especially coming from where she came from, Gian Herbo came from. I kind of expect that from her, but I don't expect her to continue to do that in every single relationship.
And that's why I say she got to chill, because she's going to fuck around and go with the wrong one, and the wrong person go knock her upside her head, and she might.
Well, G Herbo knocked
her upside her head. I was going to say, G Herbo already got that charge.
Right, but what I'm saying is, like, it might be one that one time it's a freak accident, she getting clocked upside her head, hit her head on something else, and she's gone. True. You know what I'm saying? Or somebody choking her out too far, and it goes too far.
But guess like, what? She don't understand that. All she understands is pain is love.
And then that's what you want to teach your son?
Yep. That's what he's already seeing. He already hitting fucking G Herbo in the face. He already hitting him in the face. Already hit him. G Herbo was literally like, if this was not my...
Babies hit you in the face all the time.
I get what you're saying, but I also get what Bree is saying, because he's not a baby anymore. He's like three.
He's like four. They see that.
Like, 3 and 4 year olds are smarter than a lot of people think.
Than a lot of grown ass people. let me mention
so,
that.
So yeah, she really needs that's to chill so, out. She I needs to know. Go speak to Ianla or somebody, because she really cannot keep going through life son, in every Jeff. Situation hitting people.
She not gonna stop.
Like, and then you want to play the victim when he starts to hit you back. Yeah. That's toxic. You can't do that.
Which is why none of her relationships ever work out.
I mean, she did say she was only in one toxic relationship, and that was in 2019. So
Wow. So she said Gervonta was her toxic relationship? Yeah, because he was beating that bitch ass back.
So...
probably.
When her... no, but wasn't it a situation where Herbo dragged her, apparently dragged her out the house?
That was 2018.
That was 2018.
So that wasn't a toxic relationship?
They weren't together.
They weren't together.
They were broken up.
Right, but
I'm
saying that relationship period. Because they
had to have been fighting. She probably wouldn't signify that as a relationship.
Yeah.
They had to have been fighting before that one situation. So that's why I'm like, so you really going to say that that wasn't a toxic relationship?
Because every other day, y'all was... no, she probably still, she probably won't recognize that as a toxic relationship because she got her son out of that relationship. So she would probably never say that. But for like Gervonta or any of these other niggas that she decides to hang out with, nah, you toxic, baby. We not bound for life. She's bound to life for her, bro. Peter Guns is going to be the new host for the reboot of Cheaters.
I saw that.
Ironic.
I think this is a great fucking marketing plan. Whoever put this shit together was deserves the smartest fucking award. They deserve a fucking award for that. That was very smart. Do you guys think he's going to be good? Do you guys think he's going to be bad? Is he going to bring Amita on the show?
I think he's going to be good at it. He got to bring the Creep Squad on the show, though.
He has to.
One time. Just one episode. He got to bring them.
Did y'all see that fucking Cisco and Amina are fucking...
Amina Butterfly?
Yes. Ew. Yes. Yes. Peter Guns put them on blast.
Ew. Yes. When? Yes. When did they do that?
Yeah, it was very disgusting. Very nasty.
Nah,
nasty
out you're in these lying.
Streets. Nasty out in these streets. Speaking of nasty out in these streets.
Y'all really date the same five bitches. I do not understand.
I told
this.
Y'all that. Y'all don't listen to me when I be saying these rappers be dating the same five bitches. Why nobody ever listen to me? Also, did y'all see the Diddy and Mace shit?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
So I left this closer toward the end of the podcast because I dead wanted to talk about this. So how you feel, Zara? We're gonna start off with you.
I don't know because I just
what you mean
like,
you don't know?
Because I just feel like we all have had this like idea of Diddy. That he's like so great and amazing.
Black
exactly.
Excellence.
And then now I just keep hearing all these stories that like he's just doing niggas dirty. And I'm like, bro, you're like the epitome epitome of like black excellence. Like you're one of our black billionaires and now you trying to say that you out here like
slandering
people,
niggas.
Yeah, and even to go I mean, this is not to go off topic, but like people even be saying that he got Biggie and Tupac killed.
Yeah, so I'm but just that like, has been a running thing over the
I know
like decade.
I'm just saying it's just like yo, when you grow up listen, looking at Diddy and I was like, my God, you're a trash bag.
Yeah.
Like what?
Am I shocked that this came out? No, because I'm not gonna say that. First, let me say nothing May said is shocking to me. Nothing he said is new information, other than the fact that he went and tried to buy his publishing back from Diddy and the comment that Diddy said, if you could give me as much as a Caucasian man can give me, you could have the publishing back.
That's crazy.
Or you could wait till you're 50 years old. I am not shocked that any of this has happened. What I'm a little bit more shocked about is the fact that he's... well, I guess... what I was going to say is I would be shocked... that he continues to do this even in 2020, but now that I really sit back and think about it, like who signed to Bad Boy?
French Montana.
And that was probably the only nigga that he has not schemed money out of. Because I don't think
I was about to say and his son.
And his son. And that was the only two people that I think that he has not been able to scheme or fuck over with publishing and things of that sort. Mm. Because those are the only two niggas that are still around and still friends with him. Like Mace's, you don't ever see Mace unless it's like a show or a give back concert or something of that sort. It has to be something of that. But when Mace said that he literally just like took it, like he didn't like, I guess in the scope of the situation, when it comes to like shows and stuff, he was like, basically, I'm doing this for the pennies of the dollar. Like, I'm not doing this for nothing. And I'm sitting here faking a funk because I don't want to like look bad or look any differently than I already do, which is kind of low key sad because I feel like Mace, along with Big, helped Puff become who Puff is today. So the fact that he doesn't take that under consideration when coming, well, when Mace came to him and asked for his publishing back, that kind of, like, rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, and especially because, like, I mean, we don't know what their relationship was like personally, but we were all under the impression that they was brothers.
Yeah, like, you know, literally Christian, like, sounds like Mace.
Yeah, like, this is people that you worked with, like, y'all came up together, like, y'all are forever linked in hip-hop, in history, not even just hip-hop history, like, no, in this history, period. Like, and then to hear that, like, you would do that to somebody that you fuck with like that, yeah. Like, you're a scumbag.
Yep. Am I shocked? No. Are people still going to do business with Diddy? Of course.
They're just going to make sure they shit is tight.
That's a fact. But you should always do that. But my friend, a friend of mine at work mentioned to me that black people always fail because they always seem to think that even though, like, they expect doing business with a black person, they would have better business, I guess, in a sense, if you know what I mean. You guys know what I mean?
I think were you trying to say that, like, if me...
Black people expect that other black people would do them right in business.
Yes.
Rather than...
I...
Which is probably the case for Danity King.
No, I would say that a lot of people believe that.
A lot of people...
No, I'm not... That's not what I meant. I'm saying that, yes, people would believe that, but I'm saying that at the end of the day, people are out for themselves.
No, not necessarily, because a lot of people probably wouldn't think that because of the fact that Diddy's always screamed black excellence, black people, we're working this together, we're community, all this other crap. So they don't expect him to be the same person that's like, no, nigga, run my money. Like,
I mean, not even that. I feel like, well, yeah, that too, but I feel like also people don't think that you would do something like that to somebody you fuck with. Like, I completely understand being a businessman and, you know, getting what you gotta get, and if you gotta skirt around here or everybody don't know the business and you only do what you do X, Y, and Z, but it's just the fact that it was somebody that was mad close to you.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? Because we know that shit happens all the time with artists. Business, that all shit the happens time. All the time. All the time. But the when time. It's somebody that you fuck with, like, y'all came up together. And then for me to just, it just breaks my heart to hear that, because it's just like, wow.
I'm just shocked that I'm very shocked.
Like that.
I'm shocked that you wouldn't think that Diddy would do something like that.
I wouldn't think he would do it to his mans. That's what I was saying. Okay. Like, I couldn't see, like, that's why I said I totally get being business, but like if, let's say, French came out and said that, like, I don't think it would be as heartbreaking for most people. Because they have a good relationship, but it's like artist label.
Decade.
And it's not like we cool, we brothers. Like, you know what I mean?
We was in the trenches together.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't do that to your man.
That's true. I found it very funny that Mace now decides to come out with this. I think it was very interesting how he decided to come out with this, because... I think he had released that statement the day after Diddy did that whole Grammy rant.
Yeah, it was at the
30 days to get your shit together.
Nah, it was after his post. He did a speech at Clive Davis Grammy party. Yeah, and he was talking about the black excellence. And so that's when Mace was like, oh, word? You want to talk about black excellence and working together?
But you owe me my publishing. And you literally looked at me in the face and said, if you can give me as much as the Caucasian man will.
Some random European dude.
Of course.
I'm like, wow, Diddy's really going to let some European dude own his publishing?
Of course. He's a fucking businessman at the end. I'm not going to give a fuck.
I mean, if that was the case, I would just keep it myself then.
Exactly. Which is why Mace should have probably did business. At 18, he did his business wrong. And now, unfortunately, like a lot of artists suffer that consequence long term, because now he's like 40s or is
no,
he
he's
40s? About
to he, no he's gonna be 50 soon. That's why Diddy said it, like, he
or
got,
you can wait till you're 50.
I think he got like less than five or less years till he turns
Mace,
50.
You better wait. You better wait that bitch out.
Diddy just turned 50, so you know Mace
Mace
right
is not
him.
Too far. Yeah, Mace, wait that shit out. Like, just wait it out, because he's on his I want my money type of energy, and it's crazy that he is on this energy, especially with Mace, seeing that Mace helped him with fucking Bad Boy, like, everything, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it just goes to show that, like,
niggas don't give a fuck.
Not even that, like, but this phrase I've been seeing around a lot, you can't expect you from other people. Like, that shit really, there's a lot of situations where that shit really is true. And it, but it makes me sad because I feel like you should, like,
want to give that effort.
Exactly. Like, you should want to be a good person to people, not just because somebody was good to you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you, like,
I agree.
Otherwise, everybody would just be walking around bitter. And then we,
then
we're really in the apocalypse, because if everybody's out for themselves, it's the Hunger Games.
Exactly. So, also, sidebar. Kendrick Lamar's bio, The Butterfly Effect, is coming out in 2020. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that. But there was, basically, they tried to call Kendrick a modern revolutionary lyricist or something like that. Mm. Do you guys agree with that? I got into a back and forth with a coworker about this. He said that I was losing my fucking mind to say that Kendrick is not the modern Renaissance. I don't think they use Renaissance, but basically, actually, I'm gonna look it up. But basically, you know what I'm saying. Go ahead, Dar. Give me your take.
I probably can tell why you wouldn't say that, why you don't agree with it, but I can see why they probably tapped him as that, because I don't think there are very many choices people that they would choose, like, for something like that, especially because he won the Pulitzer Prize for music and stuff like that. So I don't think, lyricist wise, I don't think there are very many people that they would have chosen, because even though, like, you know, people, you can name a lot of lyricists, but everyone that's a lyricist doesn't always have that same image as being, like, still an upstanding person and doing good things and doing X, Y, and Z. So people who's, like, somebody that embodies, like, that whole thing that the image that I think they're trying to describe, I don't think Kendrick was probably the best person that fit that image.
So the exact phrase was modern lyrical prophet.
Yeah, I think he was the one, probably the best person that fit the image of what they think that is in this time.
Now, I would give that to him, because you want to know who's the competition he has other than J. Cole and Jay-Z? Let's not say Nas.
Nah, that's what I was like, because I'm trying to think, Nas. Who else is really, like...
I love Nas. Nowadays, I love you, Nas, but no, like, you're not in this.
And they're not going to give it to
right
Eminem
now,
because Eminem is white.
Duh.
If Eminem was black, it would have been lit.
I would have said Lupe, but Lupe is not really, I guess, as
prolific.
No. I would say Lupe, but I feel like Lupe's range doesn't reach as far as Kendrick's
Thank
range
you.
Does.
Mm-hmm. And that's useful.
But I feel like Lupe could definitely be in the contendership for.
Oh yeah, if we want to,
you sound
to talk
like my
about...
work husband, and I need you to get your life together, just like I told him to get his life together, because. When the fuck has Lupe came out with the album within the last 2 years?
That's what I'm saying.
You mean like more like 5 probably.
But I mean,
you're proving my point. Lupe probably don't know. You're that. Proving my point.
Don't
like,
care about that.
What?
Like
no.
Bye.
Right.
No,
so
you're not in it for that type.
But
of
yeah,
stuff.
Because like, you know, if we want to talk about like just hip hop in general, including underground.
Yeah,
including
of course.
X,
there's
Z,
so
there's
much better. There are way more art would... choices than Kendrick. But if we talk about mainstream.
Yes.
Outside of Cole, because we don't include Jay-Z, because technically that's not. That their generations are different.
Yeah, and I feel like even with Jay-Z, people probably would have been like, oh, of course they were to give it to Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Jay-Z wins all the hip-hop awards
course.
Or something.
Duh. Yeah. But
Damn,
because they're not
y'all sound
in the...
like haters. Not it's... y'all, but I'm saying like...
You should have been here last week.
Y'all
shit.
Like haters.
Oh,
I'm sad I missed that one, but it was my mom's
haters.
Birthday. So
us haters?
It
was top 5 haters.
He was top 5 hater last
Who,
week.
Who, Ant?
Yes.
Oh, Ant.
He was top 5
That's
hater
depressing.
Last week. Yes, he was top 5
I
haters.
I gotta press
right.
you about this, Ant. This, yep. is not, this is a no-no.
Yeah, he's top 5 hater. It's okay. We still love you, Ant.
Facts.
You're just a Jay-Z
but,
hater.
Yeah. Who would you? Okay.
Yeah, he was going in on Jay-Z last week. He was like, the only reason why Jay-Z even exists right now is because of Biggie dying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
he was like
yeah.
Jay-Z wouldn't be Jay-Z
ain't shit.
If, blah, basically, like Jay-Z's not that fire.
He's not that fire. Yeah. He tried. Oh, he. Oh,
so
he.
That, no,
wait,
no,
wait,
no, he's not that
wait,
fire.
Wait,
he's
wait.
Not as fire
he
as
stole,
people say that he is.
He said, and I quote: "He stole Big Sauce and added a little bit of sprinkles to it,
I'm
and
crying.
Tried to make it seem like
so
he's the Godfather,
so
but
then,
he's not."
So then, who did Ant feel like was?
He didn't say.
We didn't get there.
See, okay, now I gotta press you in because I don't need to know who you think is the Godfather, as you call it. I need to know this now.
But
he say Big. He would probably tell you Big.
But
I mean, but he's not here. Yeah. So who would
hence the reason why we had a whole fucking 30-minute conversation about this.
Right. But
no, Ian, I gotta press
back
you.
To Kendrick. I'm about to go press you now. Aside yeah. from Kendrick and J. Cole, who would you give that title
Nobody.
To? Nobody. No one?
Not a single soul. Mm. Of our generation? Nah.
I would say from 2008.
So I'm gonna go with Lupe.
Or Chance the Rapper. Or
Chance not big yet. I mean, he is, but no.
He's not that big.
No, because everybody doesn't, the masses don't listen to him. Even though he's big, mm-hmm. a lot of people that
still don't listen
still
to
don't
him.
Fuck with Chance because he's too positive.
That's a fact. Why that last that, album was trash. Guys, we are not going
right.
to go
everyone's
into,
like, give me drug Chance ass. Back. Like, why does yes. everybody have to be on drugs yes. to make good music?
You don't, but you have
damn,
to at least make some good music. That last
negative Nancy.
Y'all niggas
happy,
are going.
Jesus.
Y'all niggas need to stop.
I need
frightened.
Y'all to listen to some Pharrell.
I'm not
like,
saying that his every album of his is great. I'm just saying
that shit was ass. No, I need you
to
say it out loud that that shit is ass. That shit. That last album was ass.
He had a couple songs on there that I like. But I didn't like his whole
You know what,
project.
Guys? I don't
I
really like the
it.
Fact that, like, Zara's not agreeing with
I
me.
I just said
that.
It. I said there was a couple songs in there that I like, but as a project, I didn't like
Chocolate. Shit was ass.
I tried to. I wanted to. I really wanted to like
it. I did,
it,
too.
But
sorry. I, just, you didn't I, make, I didn't make it past song five.
And I legit listened to it, like, oh, through and through twice at work. And I was like, yeah.
This
can't
ain't
get into it. I couldn't. I really wanted to, but it just
make
it
say
it
yeah. That ain't it.
Listen, we all have hits and misses, man.
Of course, I absolutely. I don't. So, I don't fault an artist for having a miss.
I do.
Why?
Because you don't have an opportunity to have a miss for me. You make a bad album. All right, we give you one album to give me a bad album. Like Bryson Tiller, I gave him that one album to give me a bad album. Now he learned his lesson. Don't drop no fucking albums till you got your fucking shit together.
See, the damn. Reason why
I would
don't,
hate to be on Bria's record label.
I don't give.
She'd cut me.
No.
After one single.
Bitch, you would be in a fucking studio all day, every day. You need food? Yo. Yo, bro, can you order some food? Can you get a food vendor for her? Because we not leaving.
She like, this bitch not going
she
nowhere
got work
till I get
to
my
do.
Fucking hit.
Facts. You got work to do.
I personally feel like the reason why I can give an artist a pass for having a bad album.
Why?
Is
tell us
because
why.
At the end of the day, as a creative person, like some stuff that you put out, you might actually really like it, but that doesn't mean that everybody else will
like it. Yeah.
So I can understand that, like, you know,
I'm
especially like
I'm sensitive about my
not
shit.
Even if it's about being sensitive about it, but like, you know,
that
let's
sounds
say,
like you being sensitive.
but you know, you put yourself into that work, so it's like this is the type of time that I was feeling right now, and then sometimes the people like it and sometimes they don't.
That's
but
fine.
I feel like you gotta use
the community that you have around you to see if that album is fire. If that album
I mean clearly
fire,
they thought
it
was because they released it.
No, they didn't think it was fire. Bro.
So
any real friend would tell him that shit was not fire. Okay, still, you should have dropped the singles that were fire.
Yeah,
and that was it.
But
well, wait. We're fine.
But I also
we're not
like,
fiending for another Chance album right now. Promise you we're not.
Yeah. I also feel like you gotta just see that like as that what am I trying to say? You gotta loop that into how who every that person is as an artist. Even if it was bad, it was like, okay, I see like that part, that side of this person.
I get it.
So you know.
So we're running out of time, but new music dropped this week. 2 Chainz dropped Long Live Mamba, Pop Smoke dropped Meet the Woo, Tory Lanez dropped Broke in a Minute,
fire.
Dej Loaf dropped Bubbly, Lil Nas X dropped Rodeo featuring Nas,
fire.
Meek Mill dropped that trash ass track Believe with Justin Timberlake. We
Motivation.
Did not need that shit. Throw it away. Nicki Minaj, yikes, that shit slaps. I don't care what nobody
fire.
Say, that shit actually fucking slaps.
It does.
I can't be on that Nicki hate train with y'all, but listen, that shit slaps.
I don't think we're ever going to be on the Nicki hate train.
No, nah, they unless, want us to be so bad.
Unless, like, she says...
they,
unless she
they
says
want us to
something.
Be so bad hate on Nicki. I'm not...
No, unless she says something, like, really out the box, out of pocket.
Like, fuck gay people and black women ain't shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she starts going off like that,
then
I'm
going
to be like,
the
okay, sis, time to take a seat.
Yes.
Somebody take her blowhorn.
Yep. Be like, all right, you canceled now.
Calm down. not saying you cancel, but just calm down. Reel it down.
You're done. You're done. Okay, guys. Songs, picks of the week. What do you guys got for me?
Hell, she canceled.
What y'all got? You said what?
I said if Nicki Minaj ever said she like black women, something bad about black women, I'd be like, yo, you're canceled.
Yeah, she's
like,
done. She's done. She know monkey know what tree to climb on. She's done. Okay. I know what song I'm gonna play.
Oh, I know what song I'm going to play too.
Look at that. Look at all of us being great people and shit.
Wait, oh, can I play my song first?
Sure.
Oh, yay. Okay. Pass the... Oh, damn.
Look at her. She got all excited today. She was like, ooh, can I play mine first?
Yeah, because you know it's all nice and shit outside. I'm about to play us a nice little, you know, jam for us to get in the mood. Oh, whatever.
Man. Oh, God. Here she go.
So, like I was... Wait, it locked. Oh.
765589.
Oh, shit, I remembered it. Okay.
Like, I did not just say it, guys.
No, but you said it fast. That's why I was like... Okay, so, you know, like I said, it's real nice outside, you know, welcoming that spring weather and all that. So, you know, I got to play a song that's going to bring us into that spring, summer weather. So, my song for the week is Return of the Mac.
Mm-hmm. I think you're about a couple months too soon, but I feel you.
Nah, sis, you're going to bring this energy now.
If I'm gonna go to Broccoli City.
I forgot about Broccoli City. That's in April, right?
Yeah, because it's right there in DC, so
do they still have VIP tickets?
I don't know. I haven't checked for none of that shit. I am going to play Intro by DaBaby off of the Kirk album, because I was listening
about my grandmama and shit.
I was listening to this album the other day while I was editing at work, and I was like, it got me through. I was like, ooh, this is an album I can listen to and work. Cool.
So, Return of the Mac is still on.
I'm crying. Thinking about my grandmama and shit.
I got the number one record. They acknowledge the jit. They going crazy when they play it. Head bobbing and shit. And I'm just someone fucked up thinking about my father and shit. They found him dead a couple days before I started to the same day. I flew back to the city from Miami. I was out there with the fam just looking at my door. Thinking to myself like, damn, my baby looks just like my dad. Same time I got the news, my shit went number one. That's fucked up. That shit that was confusing a little bit. You know I flew in with the stick. Okay, like, let me know what's up before I lose it in this bitch. And everybody trying to talk. I ain't trying to talk. I'm trying to click. I'm trying to send somebody with. Somebody let me know what's happening. I last them K-R-K Kirk. You know how I rock behind my dad. You know I never gave a fuck about the words. It's about my fam. How the fuck I make it to the top? The same day I lost the nigga that had. I nigga perform on BET and a year ago couldn't afford a sound. I had to move in with TG when I went broke moving out the cash. But you know about smiling every day for all your fans act like you have. I spent 100,000 laying my daddy to rest, but I ain't brag. I got some questions I'ma die about respect if I don't get answered. My mama stood up in the chest, took it like a G when she had cancer. My brother be thinking that we don't love him and let him struggle like we ain't fam. Like I won't give up all I got to see you happy, nigga. We shot the world, everybody know what's happening, nigga. I'm still a John, my song, it just went platinum, nigga. We on our own time, let's go move out to Cali, nigga. Put the kids in homeschool, let's go get us a mansion, nigga. Let's raise our kids right, let's watch.
That's your jam?
Facts.
That's your shit.
It's a bop, I liked it. I'm good at it.
I can't. I guess this week I'm gonna play Don't Leave Your Girl by Kirby.
What?
Yo, this shit slaps. I don't know what y'all talking about.
That is a random song choice.
Don't leave. alibi. A pretty young thing that can solve it.
It's crazy that LaShawn was just talking mad shit about my sleeper. And now this shit is slapping. This shit is slapping. Don't be mad.
Like me. I'm not the type to put up with all your schemes. I got my agenda under options too. I got better things to do.
That shit slaps. LaShawn, it slaps. Don't be mad. It actually slaps. It slaps. It's a slapper. It slaps.
I can't laugh now? Okay.
No. No, you can't laugh. Because you just laughed at me. All
right. My bad.
You just laughed at me.
You got it. No laugh.
Thanks so much, guys, for pulling up and listening to us this week. Wow. We're actually done prior to the time that I actually wanted us to be done. Hey, this is late. There. Shake it, shake it, shake it. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Feel free to follow us via Instagram, Not For Sale Podcast. Subscribe to us on the Apple Podcast, iTunes. Actually, that doesn't exist anymore. See, I'm all fucking up today. Spotify, all the other wonderful, great shit. Thanks for pulling up on us this week. Have a wonderful week, guys. Peace.